This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Scandinavian country of Norway is the first nation to have electric vehicles outnumber gas-powered cars. For years, Norway has been dubbed the poster child of electric vehicle adoption, largely due to its generous government incentives. Now the Nordic country is officially the first in the world with more EVs than gas-powered cars. The Norwegian Road Federation says that there are 754,000 electric cars and 753 running on gas, and things are likely to keep trending in the EV direction, given that about 9 out of every 10 new cars sold in Norway are electric. Norway isn't resting on its laurels. The nation has a bigger goal in mind: to end the sale of new petrol or gasoline and diesel cars by next year, a decade ahead of the European Union's target. The electrification of the fleet of passenger cars is going quickly, and Norway is rapidly moving towards becoming the first country in the world with a fleet dominated by electric cars. Glacier National Park will introduce a new timed entry system in 2025. In the years since the COVID-19 pandemic spurred a spike in visits to national parks, Glacier National Park managers have been trying to safely handle its increased popularity. The park is once again fine-tuning its summer vehicle reservation system to reduce congestion along the Going to the Sun Road and the North Fork region of the park. Since 2021, the park has experimented with different types of reservation systems to handle the increasing crowds. In 2024, more than 3 million people visited Glacier during the first 9 months of the year. That's a 9% increase over 2023. During the summer, visitors are required to purchase a $2 reservation via recreation.gov to visit certain parts of the park during the busiest times of the day. The tickets are available either 4 months in advance or 24 hours in advance. The reservation system was initially used only on the Going to the Sun Road corridor, but was later expanded to the Mini Glacier, Two Medicine, and North Fork regions of Glacier National Park. Last year, it was used only on the west side of the Going to the Sun Road, in the Polebridge area, and in the Mini Glacier Valley. Last year, reservations were required only beyond the foot of Lake McDonald. In 2025, reservations will be required for the west side of the Going to the Sun Road and the North Fork. Also new next year will be a timed entry system, meaning that visitors will have to arrive at a specific time between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. Outside of those hours, a reservation will not be required. Tickets will be required for the west entrance and the North Fork from June 13th until September 28th. As in previous years, visitors who have lodging, camping, transportation, or commercial reservations on the west side of the Going to the Sun Road will not need a reservation to enter. And access to the Mini Glacier Valley will be limited in 2025 because next year parking in that area will be extremely limited by the closure of the Swift Current area due to construction. A Montana state property tax pay-by-installment program could help Montanans pay increasingly higher property taxes. Under Montana state law, property tax payments are due twice a year in May and November. Beginning in the 2025 property tax payment period, Montanans can pay their property taxes in a series of 7 monthly installments rather than paying the standard twice-yearly lump-sum payments. This new program was created by Republican lawmakers who also prohibited legislation limiting property taxes, as previous legislatures had done. The program aims to make it easier for Montanans to balance their property tax payments with the added costs of other rising living expenses. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.